Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Energy Plan by James Collins, a groundbreaking book that brings scientific precision to the world of nutrition. Published in 2019, this book is not just about what we eat, but how we can intelligently fuel our bodies using the latest research in nutrition to make informed choices. James Collins, with his prestigious background as a leading sport and exercise nutritionist who has supported the nutritional needs of Great Britain's Olympic teams and served as the head of nutrition at Arsenal Football Club, shares his expert insights. This book is a perfect guide for dieters seeking inspiration, gym enthusiasts looking for fresh insights, and anyone wishing to overhaul their lifestyle for the better. The Energy Plan illuminates the path to a healthier relationship with food, grounded in scientific understanding and professional expertise. Join us as we explore how to harness the power of nutrition to energize our lives. The Energy Plan. Eat smart, feel strong, perform at your peak. Introduction. Unlock the science behind smarter eating habits. Navigating the world of nutrition feels like trying to find your way through a maze, blindfolded. One minute, avocados are the hero of every healthy diet, the next, they're on the list of forbidden fruits. It's no wonder so many of us are left scratching our heads, wondering what truly constitutes a healthy diet. Enter the realm of evidence-based nutrition, a beacon of hope in the chaotic sea of diet trends and extreme eating habits. This isn't about embarking on a diet that leaves you feeling deprived and hungry. Rather, it's an invitation to build a lasting foundation of healthy eating habits that will support you for a lifetime. In this journey, you'll unravel the real scoop on fats and why the narrative around them has been misleading. The unexpected influence of music on your eating habits and how tunes could be tipping the scales. The strategic role of snacks in managing your hunger and why they might just be the secret weapon in your eating arsenal. Embrace these insights and transform your relationship with food from one of confusion and restriction to one of understanding, abundance, and health. Forget fads. It's time to let science lead the way to a healthier you. Part 1. Empowering your fitness journey with the right carbohydrates. Imagine a professional soccer player, his life a blend of countless matches and even more training sessions. But crucial to his performance are the thousands of meals he consumes, each one an opportunity to prep his body for the rigors of the game. While you might not sprint down a soccer field regularly, your body also needs the right fuel to perform at its best. Introducing the often misunderstood world of carbohydrates. Carbohydrates have been the center of much debate, often demonized in the world of trending diets that push for a low-carb intake. However, let's clear the air. Carbohydrates are not just important, they're essential for your fitness, acting as a powerhouse of energy for your muscles. Here's a fact that sheds light on their importance. Carbohydrates are stored in your muscles as glycogen. Engage in any high-intensity exercise, like a fast sprint or a grueling hill climb, and it's this glycogen that keeps you moving. Deplete this store, and you'll experience the all-too-familiar sensation of your legs turning to jelly, a scenario athletes describe as hitting the wall. This underscores the necessity of keeping your carbohydrate reserves well-stocked, especially in anticipation of demanding physical activities. Nevertheless, it's crucial to strike a balance. The mantra here is to consume carbohydrates in alignment with your activity levels. While an elite athlete might limit their carb intake to 2 grams per kilo of body weight on rest days, this scales up to 4 grams on days filled with training. But it's not just about quantity, it's about quality too. Carbohydrates come in varying forms, distinguished by their position on the glycemic index, GI. This index is a measure of how fast your body can convert carbs into usable energy. Opt for low GI options like rye bread and oats for a slow, steady release of energy that keeps you fueled and satiated longer. Conversely, high GI foods, think white bread and cereal bars, spike your energy levels only to lead to a crash. Here's a pro tip to maximize your carb intake. Cooling certain carb-rich foods post-cooking, such as rice, pasta, and potatoes, can actually lower their glycemic index. This means you'll enjoy a more sustained energy release, making each meal work smarter for your energy needs. As you navigate your fitness journey, remember, carbohydrates are not your enemy. Chosen wisely and consumed in harmony with your physical activity, they're your faithful ally in achieving peak performance and endurance. Part 2. Navigating the fats, your guide to healthy choices. The narrative around dietary fat often feels like a love-hate affair. One moment, we find ourselves indulging in the guilty pleasures of fatty foods, and the next, we're exiling all traces of fat from our plates. However, breaking free from this cyclical mindset begins with understanding that not all fats are created equal. Making informed choices about the types of fat we consume can significantly enhance our health and well-being. Here's a crucial piece of advice. Entirely cutting fat out of your diet is a misguided strategy. Fat plays several vital roles in our body, from aiding the absorption of vitamins A and D to being an integral component of cell structure and supporting both the blood clotting process and our immune system. The key takeaway is simple. Eat fat, but be sure it is the right fat. One of fat's standout roles in our diet is its capacity to provide energy. Fat offers the most concentrated form of energy, with 1 gram of fat releasing 9 calories, more than double the energy a gram of carbohydrate can muster. During leisurely activities like walking or mild jogging, fat is the primary fuel your body taps into. Yet within the realm of dietary fats, there are heroes and villains. Trans fats, often lurking in processed goodies like cookies, pastries, and fries, are the adversaries. They not only elevate harmful LDL cholesterol, but also trigger inflammation and are closely linked to a slew of heart-related health issues and diabetes. Steering clear of trans fats is non-negotiable for maintaining good health. Next, we have saturated fats, which, while not as nefarious as trans fats, should be consumed with caution. Predominantly found in animal products and some oils like coconut oil, these fats should constitute no more than 10% of your total daily calorie intake. While the link between saturated fats and heart disease remains debated, there's consistent evidence indicating that swapping these fats with healthier alternatives can diminish heart disease risk. So, what are these healthier alternatives? Welcome monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, the allies in our dietary fat journey. These beneficial fats are plentiful in plant and fish oils. Monounsaturated fats, abundant in olive oil, avocados, and nuts, are closely tied to a healthy heart and are a cornerstone of the celebrated Mediterranean diet. On the other hand, polyunsaturated fats, including omega-3 fatty acids found in certain fish and plant sources like walnuts, not only bolster heart health but also aid in muscle recovery post-exercise. Embracing the right kinds of fats not only enriches your diet with essential nutrients but can pave the way for a healthier, more vibrant life. It's about making conscious choices, recognizing the value of fats in our diet, and understanding that moderation and quality are key to navigating the fatscape. Part 3. Hydrate your way to peak energy and performance. Ever pause to consider your daily fluid intake and the choices you make at the tap or the cafe? It turns out, the secret ingredient to a surge in energy and optimized health might just flow from your water bottle. At the heart of a vigorous, energetic lifestyle is a simple yet often overlooked nutrient, water. Water is not just vital, it's foundational for life, making up 73% of your muscle mass and playing a central role in digestion, nutrient transportation, and temperature regulation. Here's something to sip on. Drinking the right fluids, in the right amounts, will boost your energy. Consider the impact of exercise on hydration. A rigorous workout session can see you sweating out up to 2.4 liters of water every hour, potentially losing more than 2% of your body weight in fluid. This level of dehydration doesn't just dip into your physical capabilities, cutting them by as much as half, but also clouds your mental functions, leading to shakier decision-making and waning concentration. The antidote to this dry dilemma? Ensuring a daily intake of water, 2 liters for men and about 1.6 liters for women. Your urine color serves as a reliable hydration barometer. Aim for clear and copious. If it veers darker than pale yellow, it's your body's bulletin for more fluids. Now, let's pour over another essential beverage, coffee. This morning ritual staple isn't just about keeping your eyes open. It's a documented energizer, courtesy of caffeine. Caffeine charms your energy levels by blocking adenosine, a natural sedative in your body, and making physical exertion seem less intense. This not only perks up your mood, but can significantly enhance endurance in activities such as cycling, rowing, and long-distance running. With an estimated 8% boost to overall performance, caffeine stands out as a legal and effective performance enhancer. In the competitive sports arena, soccer players often leverage caffeine's benefits by consuming around 2 milligrams per kilogram of body weight shortly before game time. This precise timing ensures caffeine levels peak right when the action intensifies. For a player weighing 70 kilograms, this translates to about 140 milligrams of caffeine, roughly the amount found in 2 espressos or just under 2 cans of Red Bull. So whether it's lacing up for a marathon or conquering the day ahead, a mindful approach to hydration and the strategic use of caffeine can significantly amplify your energy levels and performance. Remember, when it comes to achieving peak vitality, your best allies might just be a water bottle and a good cup of coffee. Part 4. Mastering the art of performance plates for day-long energy. Have you ever heard the saying that there's no such thing as bad food, just bad diets? Well, this nugget of wisdom holds the secret to unlocking an endless reservoir of energy through food. The trick lies not just in choosing healthy foods, but in combining them in ways that supercharge your body. Enter the concept of the performance plate, a balanced assembly of foods designed to meet your body's needs with precision. Before diving into how to create these power-packed plates, let's decode what a portion size actually looks like. A portion of protein should fit in the palm of your hand. A portion of carbohydrates should fill a cupped hand. Vegetables equate to 2 generous handfuls. And a portion of healthy fats is roughly the size of your thumb. The cornerstone of this approach is understanding that your meals should consist of a careful balance of fats, proteins, carbohydrates, fruits, and vegetables, alongside adequate hydration. They should also be timed to align with your body's energy demands throughout the day. Here's the energy-boosting formula. Bring energizing foods together on 2 daily plates. There are 2 types of performance plates to focus on. The fueling plate is your morning hero, ready to load you up with energy before a workout or to refill your energy reserves post-exercise. Given its role in powering up your day, it predominantly features in the morning meal, ensuring you're energized from the get-go. Building your ideal fueling plate involves a simple formula. Include 1 portion of protein, think chicken, tofu, or beef, a portion of low GI carbohydrates for sustained energy release, and a portion of either non-starchy vegetables, fruit, or healthy fats. Add to this a sizable glass of water or another hydrating fluid to cater to your increased hydration needs. As night falls and your energy needs dial down, the maintenance plate takes center stage, perfect for evening meals. This plate cuts out carbohydrates in favor of 1.5 portions each of protein and vegetables, paired with a portion of healthy fats. The idea is to replenish without overloading, keeping a smaller glass of fluids at the ready to stay hydrated, though with reduced needs compared to the day's start. Through the strategic combination of these 2 plates, you can achieve a delicate balance of nutrition that not only satisfies your hunger, but also optimizes your energy levels and performance, day in and day out. This method invites you to not just eat, but to fuel your body thoughtfully, turning every meal into a powerhouse of energy. Part 5. Adapting your meals to match your daily energy needs. Just as each day unfolds with its own set of challenges and activities, so too do our energy requirements fluctuate. What fuels us adequately on a calm, task-light day might fall short when we're faced with the demands of a physically intense or activity-packed schedule. The secret to staying energized and optimizing performance lies in adjusting our eating habits to align with our energy needs. Let's embark on this culinary journey with a look at a typical medium day. Perhaps it involves an early morning workout followed by a day filled with work tasks. Here's your takeaway. Let your energy needs dictate your eating patterns. Kickstart your medium day with a fueling plate, a vital step to refill your glycogen tanks post-workout. As the morning progresses and your body begins to feel the burn of expended energy, reach for a fueling snack that combines carbohydrates and protein, maybe an open sandwich adorned with smoked salmon. Lunchtime calls for another fueling plate, ensuring you're well-equipped to tackle the remainder of your day's obligations. The afternoon might find you peckish again. This time, your snack can vary between another energizing bite or a maintenance snack geared towards protein only, like a refreshing protein shake. As night descends, transition to a maintenance plate, aligning with the reduced energy output. As the day wanes, adjusting to this dietary rhythm may present a challenge initially, especially if evening carbs are your norm. It's natural to experience hunger pangs as your body acclimatizes to this new pattern. Yet, the aim is to stave off daytime hunger and fatigue, keeping you primed for the day's tasks and workouts. Should your exercise routine fall into the evening hours, simply flip the script. Swap the morning fueling plate with a maintenance variant and conclude your day with a fueling plate for dinner, ensuring your body has the necessary fuel for overnight recovery and repair. Now, consider the low days, those dedicated to rest and recovery, devoid of rigorous workouts or training. On such days, your dietary blueprint shifts to emphasize maintenance plates for both breakfast and dinner, with a single fueling plate at lunch to sustain your energy through the afternoon peak. Snack choices should lean towards maintenance types, rich in protein, yet conservative in carbohydrates, marrying well with the day's lower energy expenditure. By tailoring your meals to your daily energy ebbs and flows, you not only cater to your body's nutritional needs, but also embrace a flexible eating framework that supports your lifestyle and goals. Whether gearing up for an active day or winding down on a rest day, aligning your diet with your energy demands ensures you have the fuel to thrive, no matter what the day throws your way. Part 6. Creating a supportive environment to nourish healthier eating habits. Imagine the setting of the 2012 Olympic Village, where even the world's top athletes were not immune to the allure of fast food, with a McDonald's right amidst the plethora of nutritious options. This scenario underscores a universal truth. Resisting temptation is an integral part of cultivating better eating habits. Let's focus on a crucial strategy for maintaining your dietary goals. Don't rely on willpower alone to change your eating habits. After embracing the concept of performance plates, the first step in safeguarding your newly minted commitment is a kitchen overhaul. Eliminate any foods and beverages that fall outside your nutritional blueprint. Replace them with staples that support your plan. Healthy fats, quality proteins, and low GI carbohydrates. Another common pitfall in the quest for healthy eating is allowing hunger to reach its peak before dining. This often leads to oversized portions and overindulgence come dinner time. The antidote: ensure your lunch is sufficiently satiating and incorporate a balanced, energizing snack in the afternoon. Aim to approach your evening meal with your hunger dialed down to below 8 on a 10-point scale. But it's not just about what and when you eat. It's also about how you approach eating. Traditionally, the goal at mealtime is to eat until we're full. Yet, a shift in mindset towards eating until we're merely satisfied, borrowing from the Japanese concept of hara hachibu, or eating until 80% full, can be transformative. Next time you reach for that extra serving, pause to consider whether you truly need it to feel content. Moreover, creating an optimal dining environment is key. The modern habit of eating in front of the TV often leads to mindless overeating. Similarly, the tempo of the music during mealtimes can inadvertently speed up your eating pace. Research from the University of Oxford points out that faster beats can lead to quicker eating, which diminishes your body's ability to signal fullness effectively, potentially resulting in overeating. Opting for a quieter, more mindful eating environment, or choosing slower-paced background music, can significantly impact your consumption habits. Ultimately, fostering healthier eating habits isn't solely a test of individual willpower. It's about conscientiously shaping your environment to support your goals. By carefully curating your food choices, moderating your hunger, adjusting your mealtime goals, and minimizing distractions, you create a foundation for sustained nutritional success, turning each meal into an opportunity for nourishment rather than a battle against temptation. Part 7. Evolving your diet for graceful aging. Age is just a number, a truth ardently exemplified by iconic athletes like Martina Navratilova and Ed Whitlock, whose remarkable feats well into their later years illustrate that aging and vigor can indeed go hand in hand. But such enduring vitality isn't solely a product of exceptional genetics or sheer luck. It's also about preemptive and responsive adjustments to nutrition and lifestyle that complement the aging process. Here's an insight to carry with you. Adjust your eating habits as you get older. A universal truth about aging is the gradual slowdown of your resting metabolic rate, the calorie-burning furnace that operates even when you're at rest. This metabolic deceleration means your body requires fewer calories as time marches on. An effective response to this shift is to refine your carbohydrate intake, scaling back to match your body's adjusted energy requirements. However, trimming carbs is just one piece of the puzzle. Another critical adjustment involves boosting your protein intake. Aging introduces us to sarcopenia, the progressive erosion of muscle mass and strength, a phenomenon that begins subtly in our 30s and becomes more pronounced with each passing decade. Protein, rich in the amino acids essential for muscle repair and growth, emerges as a key ally in combating sarcopenia's grip. But the source of your protein matters immensely, especially as the years add on and the risk of illnesses like cancer heightens. It's advisable to steer clear of processed meats, which are linked to increased bowel cancer risks, and instead, embrace healthier protein sources such as tofu, poultry, and dairy. Furthermore, the role of fruits and vegetables in promoting healthful aging cannot be overstated. These nutrient-dense powerhouses are linked to a significantly reduced risk of death at any age. Introducing more fruits and vegetables into your diet can be as simple as enriching your morning cereal with berries, or ensuring a colorful variety of vegetables accompanies your lunch and dinner. Aging gracefully isn't solely about how well you preserve your physical youthfulness, but also about how wisely you adapt your eating habits to the needs of your evolving body. By carefully calibrating your intake of carbohydrates, emphasizing the right protein sources, and inundating your diet with fruits and vegetables, you set the stage for a vibrant, health-filled journey through the years. Final summary. In the swirl of dietary trends and radical eating plans that promise instant health and vitality, the foundational principle of nurturing your body often gets lost. Fad diets, with their stringent restrictions and bold claims, miss the central truth about what it means to eat well. Here lies the crux of a truly energizing diet. Your body thrives on a diverse palette of nutrients, each playing a unique role in fueling your daily activities and overall well-being. Every meal presents a precious opportunity, not just to satisfy hunger, but to thoughtfully nourish your body, providing it with the array of fuels it requires for peak performance. The allure of quick fixes, be it low-carb zealotry or fat-free fervor, overshadows the simple yet profound strategy for maintaining health, the balance and timing of nutrients. Rather than eliminating entire food groups, the key lies in understanding how to harmoniously blend the right foods in the right proportions at the right times. This approach ensures that your body receives what it needs when it needs it, steering you clear of extremes and guiding you toward a sustainable, healthful way of eating that supports both your immediate energy needs and your long-term well-being. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.